It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 49. So we are going to just jump right into this today, because why not? And also, happy birthday to you June 7th babies. It's your day to shine, and it's also your time to hear from the birthday book. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
June 7th individuals are, it sometimes seems, on a constant quest for ever more stimulation, seeking to experience novel sensations and to acquire new knowledge. Such is the depth of this urge that while they can demonstrate remarkable single-minded focus, concentration, and analytical skills when absorbed by stimulating tasks or concepts, if bored or uninterested, they tend to flit speedily from subject to subject in search of intellectual satisfaction. Many of those born on this day profess a portfolio of wide-ranging interests, as well as many talents, and may find it hard to choose from among their options in making an initial career choice. Although they may seem successful in a variety of professions, they will rarely gain true fulfillment unless they can follow their own creative path. Their creative talents and social inclinations provide for good personal interaction, thus suiting them well to the performing arts and such commercial activities as marketing or advertising. Their pronounced originality, self-confidence, and vigor endows these gracious people with great powers of attraction, making them popular figures, and they enjoy the variety and fun inherent in a large circle of friends and acquaintances. Committing themselves to a single life partner does not come easily to June 7th people, who are often concerned that their independence of action will be thereby curtailed. It is not that they lack the capacity to be deeply affectionate. It is simply that these free-spirited individuals are afraid that the demands of partnership or marriage will ultimately stifle them. Their virtues are curious, tenacious, analytical. Their vices are restless, superficial, and flighty. So happy birthday again, you June 7th babies. And Iggy Azalea and Prince's songs are popping in my head because this book is really neat and it has famous births on this day and they both happen to be born today. So happy birthday to them and rest in peace, Prince. But their songs are just in my head. So I just had to share that with you and now maybe they'll be in your head too. But anyhow, let's go on to stories.
This comes from no_sport3576 on Reddit.
I have lived in the same house for a decade now. The old lady who used to live here died, and her best friend still lives next door. And I'm not sure how long she has left. But this house has always been spooky. It's always cold. It's really old. And I have had weird experiences for years. It's very common for me to hear footsteps, doors opening and closing, and my cat staring at random corners. My front door once opened and slammed closed by itself. And my mother saw an apparition of a Victorian lady in the front hallway in the middle of the night. I was also once home alone, showering downstairs, and heard someone aggressively pacing back and forth in my room and opening and slamming my drawers. However, after a while, you get used to it and accept the flow of things. For a while, the activity died down and things seemed less scary. Plus, I moved away for university, so I got a huge break from the spooky stuff. But now I'm back, and activity has spiked. A few nights ago, I was having a particularly hard mental health day. Up at about 4 a.m., and facing the wall, trying to sleep with my back to the door. My radio is always on at a low volume, and the music was playing. But I suddenly hear the voice of a woman behind me, almost groaning. It sounded like she was letting out all the air in her lungs, almost wheezing. I freaked out, and when I looked, no one. Yesterday, I was FaceTiming my boyfriend, and I heard footsteps in my house again, which I haven't heard in months. Distinct paces up the stairs and shuffling on the floorboards. I was genuinely scared and even thought it was an intruder. But nope. Nobody. I am scared that perhaps I'm manifesting some serious mental health issues. I have never heard a woman before in this house, and the wheezing was so clear. I don't want to sound dramatic, but I am so scared of losing my sanity. And perhaps I am? But my house has always been spooky, and this sudden spike has no explanation. I'm gonna try to smudge the house with some herbs I gathered to feel a little safer. Okay, well, I love your just basic spooky house story. And I love the fact that they said you just kind of get used to it, because that's kind of how my mom's house is. You just kind of get used to it. But the fact that the activity is increasing is spooky. My only thought is since they've been away at university, maybe, just maybe, the spirits that are in that house genuinely miss that person. It's just a theory, as all my other thoughts are, but I could see the spirits coming back really wanting to see this person. Anyhow, what are your thoughts? Let me know, and let's move on to the next story.
This comes from Car Revolutionary 8837 on Reddit.
Not sure why, but about an hour ago, I woke up from a brutal nightmare. Long story short, I was hunting the devil. Anyway, I woke up thinking it's time to get ready for work. As I lay there in the dark silent, I start shaking like someone would if they were just cold. I wasn't. After maybe about 10 seconds, I hear a voice say, "He's here." I absolutely start shaking like I've never shaken before. I go under the covers like I'm fucking 10. I'm 26. For what feels like an eternity under the sheets, I say fuck it, and I start swinging at the air like I'm in a fight. Didn't hear the voice again, or whatever the shit was. I don't ever hear any voices, so yeah. And now I'm here, changing the sheets. I've legit never been this terrified. I'm not going crazy, right? I mean, I'm 30 and I feel like I would do the same thing. I would never want to have a dream like that. That to me feels like really bad, but I'm not really sure what it means. I can't say I've really heard of this one before. And for some reason, even though I know it's not, it's bringing up that show Supernatural. I know it's not about like hunting the devil. And then to be quite frank, maybe it is. I've seen most of it and then I stopped watching it and I can't remember why, but I really need to start it back over and just watch it again. It's in my list, but I'm getting that kind of vibe because, like, you know, they hunt things and your dream, you're hunting the devil. Anyhow, I have no idea. This just feels not right to me. And if any of you have had this experience or know what this could mean, please let me know because that's very spooky. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends and check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.